Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, Billy Ocean and Culture Club. Today is Boy George's birthday. George O'Dowd is celebrating with friends and soon to be on tour with Rod Stewart. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. We're showcasing long shot Toronto mayoral candidates on the show because the choices go so much deeper than the top eight polling contenders. And not everyone who wants to be mayor is a career politician. Bahira Abdul Salam is a certified professional engineer and entrepreneur, and she has her own big ideas about how this city should be run. Welcome, Bahira.
Thank you so much for inviting me to the show. That's amazing.
It is our pleasure. So how do these credentials as a certified professional engineer and entrepreneur set you up as the best candidate to be Toronto's mayor?
Yeah, I see with the huge project related to infrastructure, housing, transportation. So all of those are really engineering projects. So this is, it sets me up as really the only or the first professional engineer on the list to have solutions to solve some of the city's major problems, especially that I have over 30 years of experience and knowledge. I have a PhD in topic that is very relevant to the infrastructure rehabilitation, which is we have many problems with Gardner Expressway and many of our aging infrastructures. Also the housing projects, those are engineering projects, the transportation. And most importantly, the mentality of connecting to innovation and new ideas and getting the most up-to-date technologies to the city so we can provide savings to our budget. So this is my ultimate objective, is using advanced technologies through engineering, through artificial intelligence, through partnerships with academic institutions and businesses. And this is also important from my experience as an entrepreneur to bring and attract opportunities for strengthening our economy in the city of Toronto.
Okay, you're a businesswoman, an Egyptian-Canadian mom of three. Tell us about representation in government or lack thereof, Bahira, as another motivator for you to run for mayor.
Yeah, this is something very important for me as a single mother from an immigrant, and I'm considered from a visible minority. I see there is lack of representation of visible minorities in decision-making system and in the government and in the city of Toronto. And this is creating a big problem. So the problem is that policies are designed by people who really haven't lived the challenges that we are living. So when we have more than 51% of people of color and immigrants, and we have this very weak representation, then we start having problems of policies that are not designed to help the majority or the people of Toronto. So I think that this is very important for me as personally, and for people who see me as a role model, as an inspiration for them, and also for the city itself, because we have, Toronto is attracting bright minds from all over the world, and Canada is investing in research and development in a lot of people. They get PhD, which is one of them. I got PhD scholarship, I get postdoctoral fellowship, and those investments have to be utilized efficiently by applying the technologies that we have invested our lives and the country has invested in us. So I want to help this city And not only about me, it's about all the immigrants with who are highly qualified and still are not able to get their opportunity.
Okay, Bahira, we're running out of time, but we do want to know, based on your personal and professional background, how would you approach the job if you were elected on June 26th? Job number one for you.
Yeah, job number one for me, I want to make auditing for all the projects that are run by the city and that are taking so much time. And I want to make economical feasibility studies for the major projects, such as Gardner Expressway, and to partner with big institutions and businesses and grassroots organizations.
Toronto mayoral candidate Bahira Abdulsalam, I know this was your first interview on radio. Can I just say you did a wonderful job,
yes,
Bahira.
Yes, you did.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and good luck.
My pleasure. Thank you.